I demanded what their intention was in giving this order, and endeavoured to persuade the people near me not to persist in such acts of violence. But it was to no effect. Christian changed the cutlass which he had in his hand for a bayonet that was brought to him, and holding me with a strong grip by the cord that tied my hands, he, with many oaths, threatened to kill me immediately if I would not be quiet. The villains round me had their pieces cocked and bayonets fixed. Particular people were called on to go into the boat, and were hurried over the side, whence I concluded that with these people I was to be set adrift. I therefore made another effort to bring about a change, but with no other effect than to be threatened with having my brains blown out. The boatswain and seamen who were to go in the boat were allowed to collect twine, canvas, lines, sails, cordage, an 8-20-gallon cask of water, and Mr. Samuel got 150 pounds of bread with a small quantity of rum and wine, also a quadrant and a compass. But he was forbidden, on pain of death, to touch either map, ephemera, book of astronomical observations, sextant, timekeeper, or any of my surveys or drawings. The officers were next called upon deck and forced over the